and get started. Good evening, everybody. My name is Mike. I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Simple Actions group of Alcoholics Anonymous. Housekeeping, we will be recording and publishing the audio portion of this meeting, only the audio portion. You can sign up for email or listen to previously recorded meetings on our website at simpleactions.net. For those who care to join us, let's open the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. All right, the Simple Actions Group wishes to extend a warm welcome to all in attendance today. These premises are non-smoking. Our group is welcome to use this room and the restrooms exclusively. Newcomers, is there anyone in their first 30 days of sobriety? We would like to welcome you. On Zoom, you can raise your hand and someone will chat with you. I don't believe there are any newcomers here in person. At this time, please silence your cell phones. Also, we respectfully ask that those present please refrain from unnecessary moving around the room. This will keep distractions and disturbances to a minimum and allow everyone to listen uninterrupted. This group practices the spiritual foundations of anonymity, singleness of purpose, and effective sponsorship. As a group, we believe that the book Alcoholics Anonymous provides alcoholics with a clear set of directions on precisely how to recover from the illness of alcoholism based on the simple actions. It is the purpose of this meeting to carry that clear message and to focus on precisely how to recover from the illness of alcoholism by taking AA's simple actions. AA Preamble. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Does not wish to engage in any controversy, and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. The format of this meeting is an open big book step study. As a group, we recognize the power of one alcoholic identifying with another alcoholic, sharing their experience, strength, and hope from the book Alcoholics Anonymous. We encourage you to engage in conversation and ask questions after the meeting pertaining to the step discussed tonight. This evening, we will be discussing steps 5, 6, and 7, and please welcome our panel this evening. We have Leslie and Iran. And our standard policy is ladies' choice, so whether you'd like to go first or whether you'd like the gentleman to your left to go first.
Oh, excuse me, I'm the big lady. I've been talking to me too. That's okay. Ladies first. I'll go last. Ready to go.
Yeah. Whoever wins goes first.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I will read the first paragraph from page 72. This will be step 5. Page 72 in the big book, and then the panel panelists will each share for a few minutes on the reading.
Yes, you won.
Page 72. Okay. I'm sorry, step 5. Having admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, we're entirely ready to have God remove these defects of character. And 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Section 1, having made our personal inventory, what shall we do about it? We have been trying to get a new attitude, a new relationship with our Creator, and to discover the obstacles in our path. We have admitted certain defects. We have ascertained in a rough way what the trouble is. We have put our finger on the weak items in our personal inventory. Now these are about to be cast out. This requires action on our part, which, when completed, will mean that we have admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our defects. This brings us to the 5th step in the program of recovery mentioned in the preceding chapter. This is perhaps difficult, especially discussing our defects with another person. We think we have done well enough in admitting these things to ourselves. There was doubt about that. In actual practice, we usually find a solitary self-appraisal insufficient. Many of us thought it necessary to go much further. We will be more reconciled to discussing ourselves with another person when we see good reasons why we should do so. The best reason first: if we skip this vital step, we may not overcome drinking. Time after time, newcomers have tried to keep to themselves certain facts about their lives. Trying to avoid this humbling experience, they have turned to easier methods. Almost invariably, they got drunk. Having persevered with the rest of the program, they wondered why they fell. We think the reason is that they never completed their house cleaning. They took inventory all right, but hung on to some of the worst items in stock. They only thought they had lost their egoism and fear. They only thought they had humbled themselves. But they have not learned enough of humility, fearless, and honesty, in the sense we find it necessary, until they told someone else all their life story. All right. Iran?
My name is Iran. I'm a real alcoholic. Hi, my sobriety is February 27, 2009. I'm a home group A101, meets on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock at Nova Centauri Hospital. I have an honor to be asked to be here. I have someone in my life that I tell the truth to. I have several people that do that, and I have a man I call my sponsor. I probably don't call him enough, but I call him my sponsor because he knows the most truths about me and my life. I like drinking. I'll just start there. Simple enough. I love the effect that's produced by alcohol. Changed the way I felt, everything about me, and I was not good enough. I am good enough. If you're my friend, don't be my friend. Get close, don't get too close. I like you, I don't like you. Oh my God. You know what I mean? I love that effect. And I chased that for a long time until it didn't work. I'm a kind of guy, my life is really like always, my mom was 15 years old when she had me. And all I ever did was I chased her love instead of the love of someone who gave me my life every single day, who went to work every day to make sure I had food over my head, clothes, everything I ever wanted. Like in my life, I didn't want that. I wanted something else. And alcoholism was very much like that. It's one of my big character defects. Like nothing's ever good enough where it is. It's always better on the other side. Isn't there a rainbow? Never, never a rainbow. It's always another fart and unicorn nothingness. I don't know. I live my life chasing a lot of things, and I got here that way. And when I started doing the Alcoholics Anonymous the first time, I'm the kind of guy who got a book and put it on a shelf. And I just left it on shelf because the shelf looks really good, you know, when things are on a shelf. And then after that didn't work, and I got drunk again after 2 years of hanging out in Alcoholics Anonymous because I was unwilling to do these simple actions that you guys asked me to do. I came crawling back in Alcoholics Anonymous with one more good idea. Like, I'll just really like figure out the perfect square of information I'm willing to give you guys, and that's what I'll do. And so I did. So I did the fifth step, very organized. I remember that when I was done, the guy said, "That was a very well thought out fifth step," and I was like, "Yes, it was." Like, but I didn't know. You know, like I thought I had done a good job, right? Because I was unwilling to be completely honest, you know. And so then, what happened to me was simple. I ended up going through the 8 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm willing to do anything else because I hadn't done the truth in the 5th step, you know? And then I tried to kill myself. I came crawling back to Virginia, and I'm here, you know, willing to do whatever it takes, because that didn't work either. But there was a line in today that I never paid attention to, right? It says, a new relationship with our creator, and to discover the obstacles in our path, we have admitted certain defects. I always thought it was all my defects, right? Like I thought I'm an all or nothing kind of guy, but like when all I need to do is figure out like certain defects that are going to get me from getting crazy, you know, like from drinking every single time I want to get drunk, because that's what I want to do. And then it says the difficult, especially discussing our defects with another person. I lied. I cheated. I made a persona that was of perfection. And to actually be bare of that, I'm like, I'm not good enough. And I try to please people way too much. And then I lie because I think if I lie, you'll like me. Or if I lie, you won't betray me because I've already pulled up this wall. Or to be able to tell, like, I've been molested, or all these things that are going on in my life. Like, to tell the truth to another human being. I was like, I can't do that. But it's like, the fifth step was one of my favorites because can I see that for a second? right here. Ah. So it said, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our wrongs. Not like I was a liar, chief, but why did I lie? I lied because I wanted you to like me. I wanted you to make me feel better about myself because I don't feel good enough. Because I always wanted the love of my mother, who always let me down and disappointed me because she could never understand the way I needed to be loved. I was never ready to tell the exact nature of my wrongs. My sponsor always says, like, I can go to any bar, anywhere right now, and we're gonna hear the fifth step going on. Somebody's gonna admit some problem that they got going anywhere, but no one's ever gonna get to the solution. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I have to be willing to do here now, Paul Thomas, with this fifth step, is trying to get to a solution. I'm ready to live. If I'm ready to live, then that's where I want to be. That's what I've got. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Leslie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Leslie.
I probably will not be speaking that fast. I apologize that y'all might be able to keep up.
Oh, snap.
No. I'm so happy to be up here tonight. Yes. Like, I love Alcoholics Anonymous. I've known this guy, like, since I came in, evidently since he came in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And thank God only maybe, like, one or two other people were here for that, you know? Because it was something, yeah. You know? Or at mm-hmm. least for me it was, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was a very long time ago, I feel like. But I feel like it was just yesterday. My sobriety date is May 31st, 2008. I have a home group. We actually meet in that room over there on Tuesday nights at 6:30. We're a women's big book topic meeting, but we also read other literature as well. So anyways, I also have a sponsor. But this fifth step, I'm really grateful. I had no idea what I was doing. You know, like, the part that stuck out to me tonight was in the first paragraph he read, it says, "This requires action on our part, which, when completed, will mean that we have admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being, the exact nature of our defects."
Yep.
I missed that. I was like, oh, defects? Really? Is that what we were discussing tonight? Like, did not catch on to that. If I would have known that's what I was writing in my, like, what is it called? Autobiography? I just probably would have lied, you know? And I was that girl. Was like, I don't understand how it's written in the big book. I don't like it, you know, and I was just complaining. I don't like it. I don't understand it because I didn't, you know, and honestly, the first fifth step I ever did, I hadn't accepted I was an alcoholic, you know, but I'll tell you what, I did it as honestly and as thorough as I could at that time, and it worked for me, you know, it really did work for me. And I'm grateful for the sponsors that I've had in this program, because the woman was just like, all right, fine. Go back to your first memory and start writing, Leslie. I was like, oh, dude, I can do that. I'm like, boom, you know, pinpointed. Like, it, like, the first resentment was some child I pushed down a slide in preschool. You know why? Because I got in trouble. That is my first memory, is me being told to go sit over there. You know, first memory is a resentment. And that's literally where I start telling my story, you know, and I told the whole thing, and then I had to do it by age groups because it was by grades. And then I remembered how old I was, and I was just mad, just writing this story and how I felt and all this crap, you know. And I remember I called her when I was done. I was like, I'm done. I think I've done it. You know, she goes, okay, cool. I'll be at your house in 10 minutes. I was like, oh, wait, what? Like, oh, this is, oh, now we talk about it, you know. And I was so scared. And then I tried to be the good Southern girl, like, well, I didn't drink coffee yet. I was like, I don't have any coffee here for you. I'm so sorry. She goes, it's fine. I'll bring my own. And I was like, oh, it's really happening, you know? And she came over and we sat on my couch and I read my monologue and we paused. Like, she's like, do you need a break? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome, you know? And we paused right before the big secret. And I was so mad. Like, I like forgot, you know, I'm just like in it, reading it. She's just sitting there nodding her head. And, you know, and like, she's like, are you ready to start again? I'm like, yeah. But then I looked down at where I was and I was like, oh no, you know, this is not where I want to pick back up because you're listening now, you know, like I should have just kept talking because I didn't know if she was listening, you know, but I told her, you know, and I just finished it up. And then she's awesome. You know what she did? She took my notebook. She's like, that's great. You know, and then she put it in columns for me. Like, she showed me, like, we did it together. But again, I had no idea what I was doing. at all. You know, we wrote the names, we wrote my defects. I didn't know what that was. Like, I needed a dictionary at that point, you know, like resentment, character defect, like selfishness, no, like, no, you know. But we did it. And then when I was done, and I'm sorry, everybody's heard this story, because like this is my foundation. And that is what I always fall back on in Alcoholics Anonymous, no matter how much time has gone by. Like, it's the foundation, you know, that is my rock. But this is how I know I belong in Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, when I was done that night, she goes, how do you feel? And you know what? Like, as soon as I was done, like, I remember taking a deep breath, and I remember it was a spiritual experience, baby. Like, I felt it. It was gone. Like, all that stuff I wrote, it didn't own me anymore. And for me, that was the purpose. I didn't need to see I was selfish, you know, because this was the first time I was like, I'm almost proud of myself. You know, I was just more excited. Like, it didn't own me, and I didn't have secrets. You know, somebody knew me. But like, in that moment, I said, I deserve a drink. And she goes, oh God, yep, yeah, you do, you belong here, and just like left my house, you know. And she told me what to do. She's like, go take your quiet time. But I was like, you know, I really wanted a drink, because I felt like I had done something. And it was still in me, because like, that's my default, you know. Good day, what do? I drink, I out drink Iran. We never drank together, but I know I could out drink him. Just look at him. No. Like, this is my ism talking. Like, yes. I'm that girl, you know. I can out drink all you fellas in here and you three ladies, you know. And if it was me sitting over there, I'd be like, who's she calling a lady? You know? Like, who's she talking to? Like, you know? But like, that's just who I was. And I'm pretty sure I'd like to blame it on my stature. But no, it's just because I'm so fearful. And I know that today because of my fifth steps. I've done multiple fifth steps. I'm so grateful I've changed sponsors throughout the years, you know, because they kept me going, you know, they kept me working so I would be able to grow. Because my original first sponsor, she always taught me, it's written right here, really small. It says, blonde, small baby. It says, the same person will drink again. And I never understood that, you know, until I drank again. And then I drank again. And then I finally felt like I was an alcoholic, you know, and all that stuff was there, you know. And one night after being in here for like a year and a half, like, I saw my selfishness. I felt this. I felt that. Like, I felt like I was an alcoholic and I had the same behaviors, you know. Like, I understood that, like, what I wrote, you know. I can say that now. I didn't understand it like that morning when I woke up in my vomit. But, you know, like, I didn't get it, but like, I get it, you know. Like, I'm a very fearful person, and that's what runs me. But I didn't believe it until I saw it on paper, you know. And like, I guess I believed in a God, you know, but like, at that time, those sponsors, they were the ones that were like, hold me together and what I really turned to, until one of them upset me because she told me the truth, you know. And then I was like, I'm gonna take that pedestal back, you know. So I've like found a God in here, and like, I'm grateful, because the rest of the steps, I wouldn't have had anything to fall back on if I hadn't found that power that was greater than me, you know. And I don't remember what else we have discussed thus far, but I should stop because I know there's more. So yeah, thank y'all for asking me to be here tonight. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. It saved my life, you know. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you both. All right, section 2, page 73. More than most people, the alcoholic leads a double life. He is very much like the actor. To the outer world, he presents his stage character. This is the one he likes his fellows to see. He wants to enjoy a certain reputation, but knows in his heart he doesn't deserve it. The inconsistency is made worse by the things he does on his sprees. Coming to his senses, he is revolted at certain episodes he vaguely remembers. These memories are a nightmare. He trembles to think someone might have observed him. As fast as he can, he pushes these memories far inside himself. He hopes they will never see the light of day. He is under constant fear and tension. That makes for more drinking. Iran?
I don't like this paragraph. Can we skip it? I guess we can. All right, so here we are. Yes, that's just me. That happens all the time.
What did that do?
I don't know what it did, but it did something magical.
The speakers are here.
All right. So more than most people, the alcohol leads a double life. That was always my truth. But this really like stood out for me today. The inconsistency sees is made worse by the things he does on his sprees. Coming to his senses, he is revolted at certain episodes he vaguely remembers. And these memories are nightmares. And he trembles to think someone might have observed him. As far as he can, he pushes these memories far inside himself, and he hopes that they will never see the light of day. So I was telling a person at a sponsor, we were going to inventory, and they were sitting at their house making some fish, which was interesting because I didn't know you guys cooked while y'all were sober. I didn't know that was the thing. it was making fish. We were talking, and in the talking, I was just like, I had finally felt comfortable with this person, and I told a story to him once, and he said, "You should say that every single time you come to the podium." And I was like, "What?" And because I was afraid, like this was an embarrassing, horrible thing. But now I giggle at it. But then it wasn't. But here we are. So I'm a drinker. I like to drink, and I like to use. I will stay up for days, and I'll do anything to help me stay up for days because I like to have a good time, right? And so I don't know about anybody else, but I'm a kind of a drunk that once I'm done, it's been 5 days, I need to probably get some rest, right? I'm gonna go get some rest. All I have to do is go home, get some rest, go home, get some rest. I'm planning, I'm getting off work, I'm walking out the door, the cab's at the door. I walk out the door, squirrel, there's this cute hot guy standing over there in the corner. And I'm like, "Ooh, what's up, baby?" So I'm living in Portland, Oregon at the time. And when I'm living in Portland, there's like, they have these things that I love. They're called porn stores, right? And like, you could go rent a video or something at some time. So I like literally, so I'm like, "Ooh, there's this hot guy." So I pick up this hot guy. We go to this porn store. So I just got paid in my pocket, living my life, living my best life, right? So I'm there and I'm like there, and I should have just gone home. Just go home, right? I should have just gone home, but I can't go home because once I start, I cannot stop, right? So then I'm in the porn store. I'm like, and then all of a sudden I like wake up and it's dark. It's absolutely completely black. It takes a moment for me to go, where am I? Oh, that's right. I'm at the pool. So I like touch myself and I'm naked, right? I have no pants. So I start looking around on the floor. There's no pants. There's no shoes. There's no shirt. There's no wallet. There's no keys. I'm naked in a porn store. See, that's the kind of stuff that I will go and do once I start, right? But I'm embarrassed, right? Why am I embarrassed by this moment? I'm embarrassed by this moment because I knew better, but I have a mind that will constantly get me drunk, that will constantly tell me that something else in my life is gonna be okay. So I'm like sitting in this porn store a little bit naked. I can't get out. There's nothing to cover myself. So I have to walk out. Now I'm really embarrassed. I have to walk out naked. Now, normally I'd be like, "Lock the door, let me show you," but I couldn't because I was trying to get out and get home because I just wanted to get rest. So I walk out the door. I'm naked. The lady is like looking at me. She's making comments. I'm like, "Duh, I have to tell her, explain to her why I'm naked. I got robbed," right? And then this cute police officer, of all the times they get a cute police officer, this is the time I get a cute police officer who's looking at me. He's standing there while I'm completely naked. He's giggling because I'm like, "I just want to go home. I have to call a ride to get home. I get a phone friend to take me home." I get home and the first thing I should do is go to bed, but I don't. I drink at you. I fucking pick up that fifth and I start drinking at you. That's what I do. That fear, oh my God, the embarrassment, the shame, the guilt, the remorse that's going to come along with that. And so of course, let me put on this. I've got this. Before you can talk dirty about me, I'm gonna make a joke out of it. But I'm fucking dying inside, excuse my language, but I'm dying. I'm miserable, a lonely, miserable person without a solution to stop when I want to stop and I can't stay stopped on my own, but I'm not going to stop drinking but I don't want to live this life anymore. Because why? Because it's miserable. What do I do, right? And I come to Alcoholics Anonymous going, "What's the solution?" And you guys keep saying, "God, what? Come on. There can't be a God. Like, it, come on. Why is that the solution to the problem?" And you guys try to water it down so much, right? You know, like make AA your higher power, like, you know, like find a group of people, like this moon, the doorknob, the door people. I just want to say this: people who believe a doorknob is your higher power, forgive me, but you're idiots. First of all, except until I was like 3 years sober and I walked out of my door and I turned the doorknob on my door and it fell off in my hand. And I was like, "Oh my God, this is what they're talking about, right? The whole time, right? This simple doorknob, right? That I have faith in. I have more faith in that doorknob than I have anything else in my life. Every time I lock that door, my dog's okay. I'm okay. I can walk around naked and not feel about things. My things are okay. I can sleep. I can close my eyes. I can dream. I have faith that that little simple doorknob will keep me the peace that I'm looking for. And that's all you're asking me to do here in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I'm full of fear because I don't like ideas that are not mine. And I don't want to do Alcoholics Anonymous because it's not my idea. And I don't want to do the changes that are involved in it. That's all I've got.
What popped out at me was the word episodes. I was like, I didn't have episodes because like you'd have to stay tuned. I know what happens next. That was the same, you know, always. Like when I showed up, I was just like, I'm gonna get drunk, you know, and I was never emotional in front of you. I would do that in the bathroom by myself and somebody would come get me and I'd get it together and go back, you know. Like I like to think like I was the tough, funny girl, you know, and I'm just there to have a good time, you know, and that's what you got. I thought like in high school I got invited to parties because like, let's just watch what Leslie does, you know, feed her this stuff, you know, see what happens, you know. But like that paragraph, like it makes me really think about my drinking. I don't want to do that because I know I'm an alcoholic, you know. Like as fast as he can, he pushes these memories far inside him. He hopes they will never see the light of day, you know. He is under constant tension and fear that makes for more drinking. Like anything made for more drinking. I woke up and I was like, I just need to know the appropriate time today. I need to feel better first because I always felt horrible, you know, but just waiting for the right time, you know, when it was acceptable to everybody else. Cause I woke up and I was just ready to drink, you know, and I looked forward. I was in my early 20s and I looked forward to blacking out. You know, I used to try to like you might be an alcoholic if you waste a week of your life, like, okay, I'm going to have 3 beers, 2 whiskeys, this bottle of wine. Okay. 3, 2, 2, up one of them, get sick, rein one of them in, but do this. Like, I'm not a math person, but like, I was trying the whiskey math and, you know, I just wanted to look fancy. And I was like, this is going to work, you know, like you might be an alcoholic if you waste time of your life doing that. And then it was just like, screw it. You know, like, I don't know what memories I was trying to push down because of AA, I know like I was brought up decent, like I had a good family and all this stuff. Like maybe I wasn't given the ability to have conversations or anything like that, but Southern girl gets it. but like, it was good. You know, I was taken care of and like what I was trying to push down was like me finding me feeling any type of feeling and just like running from myself. That's what I wanted to hide. I wanted to hide you being able to get to know me. You know, it wasn't what I did. I'd admit that shit all day long. Excuse me, microphone people. I would admit that. I have no problem admitting when I am wrong, when I've done something, you know, like, cause I'm smooth and I'm gonna fix it. So you give me what I want later. You know, or I don't look like the bad guy. That's really how I was, you know. And I know that because I saw it in that fifth step, you know, and I was able to share that. And like what I like about this is, you know, like the things I tried to hide is everybody tells me a story that is so similar. Oh yeah, I got like it's more than just the drinking, you know, it's like I identify with that feeling. I identify with that, or like that I have that too, you know, like that's what I love about this program is like the identification, you know, that we find in here. And like I love now that I find myself in this book because I was just reading it like blah blah blah, 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 shout out. Yep, Charlie Brown's teacher got it, you know. But like I did leave a double life, and like my family had no idea. Only a very small set of people actually knew like what I was up to, I guess, or like how much I drank, you know. And it was the whole crew I worked with. And then back in this day, when your phone didn't have a lock on it, my sister knew because her name is Ashley and she was the first contact in my phone. And so when I sat on my phone, it called her all the time. And I would leave voicemails, you know, and like, God knows what they were. It was probably more like, nah, 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 blah, 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 blah. Me falling or something, you know, like who knows? But I remember, like, it was like, God knows I love my sister. I just don't know how to. Years after, yep, working on that right now. After I got here, she told me, because like we didn't, like, we kind of got along, but then we just did not get along growing up. But she was the person I called when I had like that first real, like, I need help moment. Left another voicemail. She didn't answer. Thank God, because I probably just would have lied. You know, like, I would not have known what to do if she actually answered the phone, you know. But like, I called her of all people. And then like years later, she said I had been waiting on that phone call. Like, and I was just like, so happy I made it, you know, and like, I actually am today. Like, in this moment, this is the first time I'm ever going to say it. Like, she helped save me, you know, like, she's the one that got that ball rolling. I did not realize that until right now. Yeah. So that is why I am supposed to be here tonight. So thank you very much. Done. I'm having a feeling.
Thank you very much. Welcome, Alcoholics Anonymous. Is that a camera? By the way, that's a camera. Okay. I don't know what's looking at me. It's like lasers.
All right. Thank you both.
Yeah.
All right. Section 3, page 75.
I'm 75 sorry. Now. Okay. Flip.
When we decide who is to hear our story, we waste no time. We have a written inventory and we were prepared for a long talk. We explain to our partner what we are about to do and why we have to do it. He should realize that we are engaged upon a life and death errand. Most people approached in this way will be glad to help. They will be honored by our confidence. We pocket our pride and go to it, eliminating every twist of character, every dark cranny of the past. Once we have taken this step without holding nothing, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. We can be alone at perfect peace and ease. Our fears fall from us. We begin to feel the nearness of our Creator. We may have had certain spiritual beliefs, but we now begin to have a spiritual experience. The feeling that the drink problem has disappeared will often come strongly. We feel we are on the broad highway, walking hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. I ran.
This is a good section.
Yeah.
It is. Now I'm in my feelings. That's fantastic. I'm a guy who got here who shouldn't be here. Right, I'm a guy who drank himself to death. I'm a guy who was raised a Baptist and was going to hell for being gay. And so I just took the world on and I left God behind a very long, long time ago. And it came to Alcoholics Anonymous, you guys, like, God, there's another way around it. I'll sing my way around it. That was my first sponsorship role. Like, my first sponsor played the piano. I sang. We called that sponsorship. It was fantastically horrible. And I came in again, and it was God. Like, my biggest problem in Alcoholics Anonymous is always God. God, what is that? And so for a guy like me who shouldn't be here, like, it's a miracle that I understand what God is for me today. I love the fifth step was like my real fifth step was one of those moments where I did, I didn't have a spiritual experience, you know what I mean? But it doesn't promise me a spiritual experience. It promises me on my way to a spiritual experience, you know? And because I'm always like, I want to know what the result is at every single step. What is it? Do I get balloons here? Do I get, you know what I mean? Do I get new shoes here? What am I going to get at each step? And this process was not anything like that, and it still is nothing like that. This process has been about walking in spite of how I feel, showing up in spite of how I feel, going because I don't want to do it, and then in every single aspect getting the results that I've always looked for, that freedom, you know. Like, I came to Alcoholics Anonymous to not drink. What I got was freedom. I got an opportunity to live life on life's terms without running away from it anymore. There's a line. Hold on one second. Can I see that for one second? I'm sorry. I'm difficult. Today, it's okay. Once we have taken this step, withholding nothing, I love to say withholding nothing that I am aware of at this moment, because it comes up later. There was a moment I was like, I thought I had told everything until like there was a moment when Downtown Young and Sober used to go to Why Not. And we were sitting there chatting and someone said something. And then all of a sudden I remembered I had stolen money from this place and I owed them some money. I was like, oops, I probably need to go talk. You know what I mean? Like, so, but see, that's the thing. It's like, I'm all or nothing, right? It's gotta be perfect. And that's what holds me back. It's what's holding me back today on inventory. And I know the truth. Like, what's holding me back today? It's all. I want to be perfect. And I'm not. I'm just a human being having human experience. But here it is. Withholding nothing, we are delighted. We can look the world in the eye. And we can be alone at perfect peace and ease. I remember asking my sponsor one time. I was like, everything's a little weird. He's like, what do you mean? He goes, but I mean, there's like nothing going on. Like, it's just like, I'm happy, but I'm like, it's nothing crazy. And he's like, it sounds like serenity. And I was like, I didn't ask for that because it's calm. You know what I mean? Like, there's a moment of pure, for a guy who's not good enough, I am good enough. You, my friend, my head shut off. I'm showing up. Life's not so bad. I'm at perfect ease with the being that I am. That takes a lot for a guy who's cuckoo for Coke West trying to find the honeycomb hideout in the Fruit Loop. Snap, crackle, pop, that. Anyway, you know, but I mean, like, that guy is absolutely crazy all the time. And here's this moment of like peace and joy. And I am a guy who couldn't look the world in the eye. Well, the real guy, the real Iran, you know, not the guy who pretended to do all this stuff, you know, like was super more fabulous than what he really was. That guy could never look the world in the eye. He faked looking at the world in his eye. But this guy, I have nobody looking after me. No, I'm not running or hidden or wanted or crazy. Well, okay, I might be crazy. If you know me, I'm a little crazy, but not, you know what I mean? Like, but not, my life is not at all what I expected. I expected something different when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous. I expected something different when I did these steps. But what you've offered me is that peace. And that peace is the freedom. And that freedom is the joy that lives to the life. And no matter what happens in my life, whether my car caught on fire, my speaker, my mom's sick, people are dying, no matter what, I don't have to pick up a drink for any reason. That alone is the miracle of Alcoholics Anonymous and of the beginning of what this step allows me to get.
Love me some fifth step promises. Yeah, the fact that I can look the world in the eye. And because Grant's sitting in here, I thought like, oh man, I wish they'd add one to it, because Harmony taught me how to laugh at myself. You know, and that was a big one, not to take myself so seriously, and I'm so grateful for that, you know. And I called her one time. I was like, hey, you gonna think I'm crazy? And she goes, I already do, what's up? And I was like, blah, 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 you know, and like, and yeah, so like just learning how to laugh at myself, you know, just it's huge for me, because like I love to laugh today. Like my first sponsor, the one that told me, you know, the same person will drink again, she was like, I didn't come here not to have fun, you know. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't come here to be miserable either, dude. Like, but how do I have fun? What do? I'm not drinking. Like, I need to know the rules now. Like, but I love this, you know. What was it? Like, for me, like, sobriety is life and death, you know, in that first paragraph. Like I know that now. Like, I should have died on that last little one-night stand I had with my drinking. You know, like, I really should have died. And I really should have killed a lot of people in like, all the drinking and driving that I've done. Like, and I'll say this real quick, like, if you don't think there's a way to make amends for that, one of my sponsors had me donate blood for a very long time, you know. And like, that, I just always thought that was the coolest thing. Like, and that's why the Red Cross still calls me today, you know, like, and I still do it. But you know, like, I get to make amends for these things. And and I get to look people in the eye today. Like I probably could tell you what shoes everybody has on, because that's still like a default of mine when I get nervous. Yeah. I'm not wearing shoes for those of you at home. Because I'm classy. Yeah. You know what? Alcoholics Anonymous, this fist that I'm looking right at y'all. Like, it allows me to be myself. And that's what I get to do today. I have learned who I am, you know, and I was scared of it for such a long time. But like, and I'm still a little bit scared of it. But like, I get to show up and be me today, dang it. Like, no shoes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, and all y'all want me to do is show up and keep my commitment. That's what I've learned. You know, like just show up and be the servant that you were meant to be, Leslie, you know, and like I have a little bit of willingness today and that's what keeps me coming back. You know, you guys, like all I came here to do was feel better, and dang it, y'all gave me that. Mm. And like, literally, that's what I kept coming back for, was to feel better. But I got promises like this, like I get to look the world in the eye today. I do get peace and ease. And if you want to call it serenity, go for it, bud. Peace and ease is easier for me. I can spell both those, but like, yes. You know, yeah. And there's two as opposed to just one, but you know, like, I can't believe I found myself here. I can't believe I grew up here. You know, I came in when I was in my late 20s. And I am so grateful that I did, you know, like, I don't know why I get it and some of the other people I've encountered don't, you know, like maybe it's the good sponsorship. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Like, the cool thing is for me is like, I stopped asking why. Like, originally when I was here, I was like, what am I going to do if it's not? Why do I got to be the alcoholic? Why? You know, why's it got to be me? And today, at some point in there, why not, Leslie? Why not? Like, you deserve this, you know, like, you deserve to find your happy. And I'll tell you right now, like, whatever little journey I am on right now, it is incredible. And I know, like, I am sober today, and I've done the things in like the last year, like made it through the last year because I have a God in my life. And like, people from all over my sobriety have just like shown up. Like, this lady showed up in South Carolina that I met in North Carolina, but she lives in California now, and we reconnected on Zoom. You know, like, that's like AA magic to me, is like, people can still show up, and like, I always get what I need in here. And like, oh, I don't even know what I need is still the craziest part, you know. But because like, I've put my walls down, you know, like, you guys know me today, and like, it's crazy, you know. And I really went on a tangent, because now I just saw the life and death thing. I think I was talking about that, but I guess it doesn't matter. Like, but it is life and death for me today. You know, like, I know if I drink, I'll probably hurt someone else and have to live with that, you know, like, cause I'm not lucky enough to die. Like, God, I was that girl. I just want to do this right concoction tonight and not wake up. And hopefully grandma won't judge me. And, you know, her God, you know, like, you know, that's what I was really hoping for. Like, 22, like, let's just make this happen, God. That's the only time I talk to God, you know? And like, my relationship today is completely different. You know, like, I have a God that loves me no matter what. And I get to ask things from that God, you know, and it suits up and shows up for everything I've got. I heard this, I'm going to screw it up, but like, what's that saying? Like, God doesn't give me anything I can't handle. Some lady spun it the other day in a meeting and was like, life doesn't give my God something that it can't handle. And I was like, fire. That's right. You know, because life shows up no matter what. You know, and like, no matter what, like, you guys show up too, but my God is what's there. And like, I'm so grateful, you know. I've had the sponsors just like walk with me hand in hand, and then like, they just turn it over. Like, it just happens, you know, like, that's the magic of Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, the two little punks like us that are up here today doing this, yeah. Our little gay selves. Yeah. There, I said it, huh? You know, it might not be funny. You can pray for us. Everyone always gets to laugh. You know, but like, again, and I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
No, you're not.
Like, yeah. But like, we get to show up and just be who we are. And like, Alcoholics Anonymous allowed me to find that and like, be that, you know. And again, having a feeling, but like, I didn't know I was going to be able to be that human when I got here, you know. And like, that was the secret that I still can't talk about. You know, because I'm scared I'm going to get judged. But like, I don't, you know, like, I am able to be me today. And like, this is where I found that unconditional love that, like, that's what I craved, you know, like, that's all I ever wanted. So anyways, we're both crying now. Maybe we should switch topics. You know?
All right, the last section.
I'm sweating.
Page 75.
Last section, great.
Last one, I swear.
Okay.
Returning home, we find a place where we can be quiet for an hour, carefully reviewing what we have done. We thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know him better. Taking this book down from our shelf, we turn to the page, which contains the 12 steps. Carefully reading the first 5 proposals, we ask if we have omitted anything, for we are building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? Are the stones properly in place? Have we skimped on the cement put into the foundation? Have we tried to make mortar without sand? Iran?
So my first time I went to steps, they did this thing, literally, they're like, put your book on the shelf and then go home and then take it off, right? I did that. It got me in the moment. First of all, quiet hour after a fifth step. Come on, bruh. Come, why? That's a lot of time to be thinking by yourself after you just said something. You know what I mean? I told her, you want me to, you know, because I'm fighting everything. I fight everything. Like, it's just like, why can't it just be a quiet hour? Go. Like, one of my favorite experiences, my experiences was, it was like fighting tooth and nail. I just cleaned my room quietly, right? I cleaned my room quietly, which was a lot for me because normally I have music blaring. I'm ready to dance. I'm going to go off in some land, but I just, you know what I mean? But in that, and then when I took it down, I checked on those steps, like, what did I, and I forgot something and I called because I remembered and I called them and it went over, we went over and that was it. And one of my favorite ones is I had one guy who I did the inventory with, and he paints. And so he spent his hour painting. So he spent that whole hour painting and contemplating. And I have his, like, he gave me as a gift his like 6-step painting. Mm-hmm. And I keep it on my wall. It's one of the most fantastic pieces of art that I've ever had. And it's also a memory of like this moment of like peace and quiet, and to remind me that it's like quiet doesn't mean the death of me, because I used to think quiet means the death, you know, because that's been my time in my head, but I had freedom. That was important, but the thing that really stood out was the building an arch through which we shall walk a free man at last. Is our work solid so far? It's a question, so I should probably ask myself that. And then, are the stones properly in place? Have I done everything they've asked? Because see, sometimes like I don't ask that. Are they properly in place? And I'll be like, my sponsor used to ask, like, how many meetings you go to this week? Have you called, you know, how many alcoholics you got? Have you talked to anyone? You know, like, those are the stones that need to be in place. Am I setting myself right in this program of action? Am I setting myself to be a member of Alcoholics Anonymous who wants to be sober? Am I reading a book? Am I going to meetings? Am I calling other alcoholics? Have I found a service commitment? Do I have a home group? Am I placing these stones? Because this is cement that will keep me binded to this program that's giving me my freedom. And I have to remember that, like, I'm always trying to find something to fight when it's just like follow through the simple actions. And then the last thing is, have we skimped on the cement, put it into the foundation? I skimp on the cement every single day. Like, I'm the king of skimping. Like, I am, like, you know, like, it says, you know, my sponsors just want you to get up in the morning and get on your knees and say a prayer. In the car driving to work. Oh God, you know what I mean? Like, right? Like, I skimp all the time, but am I aware of where I'm at? And that's what this is about. This is that quiet hour. Have I learned how to be okay to pay attention with this cement, right? These things, these stones, like, oh, I didn't say that prayer this morning. No, I didn't get on my knees today. Oh, I wasn't kind. I probably should make that right as quickly as possible. You know, like, these, what am I doing to keep myself settled in Alcoholics Anonymous? I don't deserve to be here. I don't know why I'm here, but I don't deserve to be here for the things I've done in my life, for the way I've lived my life, the way I've treated other human beings, and I'm here and I've had freedom. And I know that my mother has forgiven me and calls me. I know that my grandmother expects me to call, and my father, my grandmother's husband is my father today. I know that I'm a guy that I shouldn't be having a position at the job that I do, but I do. And I'm a guy who cares about people when I never cared about anything but myself. And I have joy. I was thinking the other day, like I've always looked for happiness, right? Like I want to be happy, hippie, but I never wanted to be happy. I wanted to be free. I wanted to be free of my mind, free of this bondage of self, free. Freedom is, happy is the byproduct of freedom, but every time I'm looking for happy, I end up in a place that's not so happy. So I've stopped looking for happiness and started working towards freedom. So if you're new, I will suggest that you find someone who's properly on with the facts about themselves. This means that they know that once they start, they cannot stop, and they have a mind that will constantly get them drunk, who's willing to take you through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I have found to be in the book named Alcoholics Anonymous, One Step at a Time. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for letting me share. Is this really the last one?
Mm-hmm.
It is? Okay. I'm Leslie, I'm alcoholic.
You didn't make it to 6 or 7.
We didn't, did we?
We have to come back.
Yeah. So might get lashings for this one afterwards. Ooh, yeah. But if you read my fifth step, I might like that. No.
I really thought, I'm glad you said it, because I was thinking.
No. Like, okay. So, right? Seriously, guys, get it together. Okay. There's no right or wrong way to do AA, you know, but I will say this, you might do something that might not work for me, and I might be doing things that might not work for you, but there's no right or wrong way to do AA. I've been taught, and for me, I thought there I was going to do this wrong. You know, I thought, oh my God, I got to go home. I got to be quiet. I just sit still. I don't paint. I didn't really cook then. I'm like, freaking out. I'm going to do it wrong. I'm going to do this wrong. God still hadn't forgiven me. I'm doing it wrong. You know, like, but he didn't do it wrong. You know, the point is that I am willing. You know, I love the 12 and 12 because like there's parts in that I would just say try. And I think they got tired of using try, and they were like, willingness, you know, yes. And that's literally yes. All I have to do today, you know, and again, just like show up, and like the results and the promises, they end up coming to me, because you know why? Because the steps work, because Alcoholics Anonymous, it works, you know, like we get this freedom. It's not just for me. It's not just for him. It's for everybody, you know, like. And the one time I really remember like doing this, I remember what house I lived in. I don't know what this was, but I fell right asleep, woke up freaking out. Cause oh God, I did it wrong. Fell asleep. I don't know what I thought about, but I fell asleep. And as he's talking, I was like, you know what, you know why you fell asleep now, 14 years later, however many years it's been. I was like, you got that peace and ease, and you got that freedom, and that junk wasn't inside of you anymore. And it's probably the first time in your life your mind was clear. And I fell right asleep. You know, that's a gift of Alcoholics Anonymous to me. You know, it's like to feel okay. Oh, I feel okay right now. Am I crazy? Yes. But like, you're okay. Oh, another time I called her, I was like, things are great. You'll probably ruin them. But okay. Record does show that. We're not lying. But like, I love that. You know, like, I am happy today, you know, and it doesn't have to be like rainbows, lollipops, and kittens that makes me happy. Like, I'm happy with the person that I am and how I treat others, you know. I'm happy that I've learned how to stick up for myself and in multiple situations with my family, which is huge. You know, like I'm doing things that like bring me joy today. And like something real cool is like, I'm not like somebody else isn't giving me that, you know, and that's huge, you know? So I might've done this wrong throughout the years, but the point is I was willing, you know, and like Alcoholics Anonymous gave me a choice, you know? They're like, Leslie, you can go drink if you want. We'll be here when you get back, if you make it back, you know? But they're like, yeah, you know, if you do these steps, like you'll have a spiritual experience, you know? And then guess what? I didn't need to have a choice anymore. Like that obsession was removed, you know? And I don't think about that today. And that's a miracle. Like when something goes wrong or I stump my toe or you look at me wrong, I'm like, I'm gonna drink at him, you know? I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna drink. My toe hurts. I'm gonna drink. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Monday. Like, I'm gonna drink. Like, I just don't feel right. I'm gonna drink. Like, I don't have that anymore. You know, like, when I even still, I get restless, irritable, and discontented at anything, you know, because I'm a human and I do have feelings. I'm not saying I have feelings today, guys. Found out I was an alcoholic and now I have feelings, you know. But I don't have to drink over any of it today. And because, like, I've had great sponsors, I've had amazing home groups. Like, I've become a part of this fellowship, you know, and I've taken the steps, and, like, the miracle has just worked itself on me. Like, you know, like, I don't need a choice today. Like, because I don't think about it. And I did not know that was going to happen. Did not know that was going to happen when I got here. So, you know, if you're new, do what you're going to do. We'll be here when you get back, if you make it back, you know. But, like, I don't know. I just know I wanted what I wanted when I wanted it, you know. And, like, if you're just a person hurting in here tonight, you know, like, no matter where you're at, like there is a solution for it. Like, I found it in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. So thank you guys for asking me to be here tonight, and thanks for helping me stay sober.
Thank you both. All right, folks, now time for the seventh tradition. Ryan, would you pass start the seventh tradition basket round? Awesome, thank you. All right, you can sign up for email on our website at simpleactions.net. The seventh tradition states every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. While contributions cover each group's rent and other expenses, the seventh tradition is essential at every level of AA service. It is both a privilege and a responsibility for groups and members to ensure that not only their group, but also their intergroup, central office, local services, district area, and the general service office remain self-supporting. This keeps AA free of outside influences that might divert us from our primary purpose to help the alcoholic who still suffers. Our common welfare, a word about safety. Our group endeavors to provide a safe meeting place for all attendees, and encourages each person here to contribute to fostering a secure and welcoming environment in which our meetings can take place. Announcements. Are there any AA-related announcements?
Oh, the miracle happened here tonight.
Okay. Simple Actions is a home group. If you are interested in joining our home group or in need of a sponsor, please hang out after the meeting. Home group members, please raise your hands.
Strong.
Homie.
And point out that we've got literature over on the table by the door, and was about to read the part that says point out that literature is available. maybe it should say point at the literature table, but please see me or any home group member after the meeting if you have questions about literature or the books that are available. Sponsorship question. Sponsorship in AA is yours for the asking. We urge you, do not delay. If you have questions or would like additional information about sponsorship, we will be available here after the meeting. Please feel free to talk to any of us. And you can also email info@simpleactions.net if that works better for you. Reminders, smokers, please use the butt can provided outside. Stay well away from the church doors. All meeting audio recordings and upcoming events are posted on our website, simpleactions.net. Meeting after the meeting, all are invited and encouraged to join us for a fellowship that will be held at Plaza del Sol on 22nd and Colonial. All right, and I'd like to ask everybody to thank the panel for sharing tonight.
Thanks, Randy. Right.
Thank you, Morgan. And we will close the meeting with the Lord's Prayer. Who keeps us sober?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Yay.
I love you, Iran.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, and thank you both. Amazing.